Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The inauguration, just a day away. Donald Trump preparing dozens of pardons during his last 24 hours. Crime spiraling out of control in Los Angeles. Folks fleeing New York and New Jersey in record numbers. New survey ranks the most stressed out states in the USA. Also ahead, why is Republican Mitch McConnell hurting America? But first, Joe Biden's inauguration now 24 hours away. The ceremony will be protected by 25,000 troops and law enforcement officials from more than 20 agencies. The National Mall in D.C. will be closed to the public during the oath of office. All of this largely unnecessary. It is a show of force engineered by the Democratic Party. Donald Trump planning to issue about 100 pardons and commutations as his final act in the White House, including white-collar criminals, high-profile rappers, and others close to the administration. Constitutional scholars still debate whether a sitting commander-in-chief can legally pardon himself. The LAPD releasing shocking crime stats showing murders in heavily minority South Los Angeles up 150%, shooting victims up 750%. The LA City Council slashed millions from the police budget last June in the aftermath of national protests surrounding the death of George Floyd. How is that working out for the poor citizens of LA? The five metro areas with the highest move-out rates last year were located in New York and New Jersey. According to a report from United Van Lines, Nassau County, Long Island, where I am right now, tops the list of people exiting the region. The biggest destination for folks fleeing the Northeast, North Carolina, and Texas. New survey from One Poll says the states with the highest level of anxiety in the country, Missouri, number one, followed by West Virginia and Illinois. The biggest factors include COVID, a rise in crime, and politics in general. 72% of respondents say 2020, the most stressful year of their lives. In a moment, say it ain't so, Senator Mitch McConnell. You're hurting the country. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, hurting America. We all know the country is divided and getting more so. Most of us understand that another impeachment trial in the Senate will only exacerbate, word of the day, exacerbate political hatred. So I believe President Biden and Senator Mitch McConnell should both speak out against the trial. Mr. Biden, of course, would be criticized by his party if he did that, and he doesn't like to be criticized. He has that in common with Donald Trump. But don't tell me you want to unite the country, Mr. President, if you support an impeachment play in the Senate, because you know that millions of Trump voters will dislike that. Senator McConnell, a Republican, is another story. What is the benefit of Mitch McConnell telling Republican senators that, well, you might vote for impeachment? It's not a problem if you do. 16 Republicans must cross over and find Mr. Trump guilty for him to be symbolically removed from office. Of course, he's out of office, so all of this is a show. But instead of saying, we don't need this, this is unnecessary, Mitch McConnell is not doing that. Does McConnell think this is helping the Republican Party? It's not. It's dividing it. It's making Democrats stronger. This is not about justice. You can believe whatever you want to believe about Donald Trump, but you cannot prove that he directly incited violence at the Capitol. And as we pointed out, and others have as well, he has exculpatory statements a few minutes before that horror unfolded at the Capitol. So he would never be convicted in any kind of a court of anything. Yet, they're going to drag him into the Senate, and he will not have to be there physically, but they're going to try to humiliate President Trump further? Why? Other than hatred and vengeance. Now, I believe Mitch McConnell does not like Donald Trump. I believe it's personal with McConnell. He is a very arrogant man. I know that firsthand because I dealt with him on Kate's Law, which he destroyed single-handedly. I also believe Mitch McConnell is power mad. And he's mad that he lost his Senate majority position because of the election in Georgia. He blames Trump. Trump blames him because McConnell blocked the $2,000 COVID checks. So we have a big mess. But shouldn't all of these politicians in Washington put the country first? What's good for the country? I'll tell you, and it's simple. For us to now proceed with the Biden administration to put the Trump administration in the rear view to stop the madness and stop the hatred. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 76 years ago this week, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was inaugurated for the fourth time. It would mark the final months of World War II and the start of mandated presidential term limits. Also, the end of FDR's life. Here's the story. Starting in 1940, as the world plunged into World War II, Roosevelt broke a tradition dating all the way back to George Washington, running for an unprecedented third term as president. Despite objections from some lawmakers, there was no constitutional barrier in FDR's way. He defeated Republican Wendell Willkie in a landslide, 449 electoral votes to 82. The next 4 years were brutal on Roosevelt as his health declined. Ignoring doctor's orders and pleas from his family, FDR decided to run again in 1944, vowing to finish the global fight against fascism. He defeated Republican Thomas Dewey in another electoral blowout. FDR's bad health was largely hidden from the American public. For years, the man suffered from partial paralysis related to polio, lung problems, and heart issues. 3 months after the inauguration, Roosevelt was in Georgia, where he began complaining about a terrible headache. Soon he slumped over in his chair and died 2 hours later. He was 63 years old. Vice President Harry Truman was immediately summoned to the White House in Washington. As I write in my book, Killing the Rising Sun, quote, stepping out from the elevator on the second floor, Truman is surprised to see Eleanor Roosevelt and her daughter Anna wearing black dresses. Harry, the former First Lady, tells him, the president is dead. In 1951, the U.S. government ratified the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution, barring any individual from serving more than 2 terms in the White House. And here's something else you might not know. FDR's legacy lives on, not just in the USA. There are monuments to him in 30 countries around the world. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.